Katniss Everdeen Jennifer Lawrence bears the scars of ex-lover PETA Josh Hutcherson, who's been brainwashed by tyrant President Snow Donald Sutherland.
The game is coming to its end.
Now she must go rogue as rebel leaders Julianne Moore, Philip Seymour Hoffman, and Woody Harrelson wage a final assault on the Capitol.
Turn your weapons to snow!
This final chapter is filled with exciting action sequences and poignant themes of propaganda, refugees, and toppled dictators. Unfortunately, there's a forced love triangle and too many moments where Katniss isn't driving the action, but rather waking up to learn what happened while she was unconscious. I'd read the books before heading in because part 2 of part 3 barely holds up as a standalone movie. 7 years after the first book, we're feeling the 7-year itch to end it with Katniss. To quote Jay Law in the final scene, "It's become tedious after all these years, but I guess there are worse games to play." I'm WTOP film critic Jason Fraley giving Mockingjay Part 2, 2.5 out of 4 stars.